Australia is enjoying a global boom in artificial intelligence infrastructure, with around $10 billion invested in data centres in 2024 alone. And Australia is the second largest destination globally for investment after the US. With the government's national roadmap for artificial intelligence now public, how is the industry preparing to make the most of the windfall? Belinda Dennett is the Chief Executive of Data Centres Australia. This is the newly formed peak body representing the sector and joins me now. Belinda, welcome to Breakfast.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Before we get into the government's AI plan, what's the lay of the land here? How many data centres do we have around Australia and where are they concentrated?
So we have around 350 data centres in Australia. Majority are the urban fringe of Melbourne and Sydney, but we also have data centres across every state and territory in Australia, providing the digital services that we as Australians use every day.
So we're hearing a lot about data centres in the current political debates around AI and also environmental sustainability. But the absolute basics, what do they look like? If you're driving past a data centre, what does it look like?
So they're large buildings, usually fairly nondescript. They tend not to have a lot of signage or flag posting what they are. They perhaps look like a warehouse, but they are highly technical, state-of-the-art innovation buildings that house the computers that run all the services, whether you're using Netflix or Spotify, whether you're sending emails, doing your banking online. That's where all the power happens, the computing, the processing. So people talk about the cloud. The cloud isn't actually up in the sky. It's in these big facilities running the computers that really drive our digital transformation of our economy.
So we could be driving past these things every day and not realise that that's what's there.
Yeah, pretty much. And if you head out in Western Melbourne or Western Sydney, that's predominantly where these facilities are, and they go about their business and you've probably never known about it.
So we've heard a lot of discussion on the environmental front about the use of electricity and water. How much power and water do some of these centres use in an average year or quarter?
Yeah. Well, look, first of all, make the point that data centres aggregate the energy use of our computing across the digital economy. So where once, you know, that energy use sat on your home bill or on the office bill, it now gets aggregated into the data center play. And that's why we're noticing that. We've never really calculated the energy use of the digital economy. And when you think there's still some 80% of compute that sits in the basements of office buildings, within office buildings, and we don't really calculate that energy use. It's kind of an invisible load. As we move that into data centres, which are far more energy efficient, 67% more energy efficient than on-prem servers in office buildings, we're seeing that aggregation, and that's what's setting people off of, look at this energy use. Well, that's kind of the byproduct of digital transformation of your economy, that we are using more digital services. So the current energy use by the AEMO figures, in 2025, it was around 3.9 terawatt hours. And that's around 2% of the total energy grid. And the forecast, as we continue to use more digital services, as we shift more of our inefficient on-prem compute into data centres, that will increase. And by 2030, the AEMO forecast is around 12 terawatt hours. So there is an increase, and that's driven both by this displacement of energy off the invisible load into data centres and also us using new services. And I guess that's what's really driving the awareness, is this uptake in AI and new services that we've never used before.
You're listening to Radio National Breakfast and you're hearing from Belinda Dennett. Belinda is the CEO of Data Centres Australia. Belinda, I was saying in the introduction that Australia is seeing quite a lot of investment coming into data centres. How is Australia regarded internationally as a possible location for data centres handling not only onshore data but of other nations as well?
Yeah, look, Australia has all the elements to be a great place. We've got political stability. We've got access and availability to land, which is not something our regional neighbours often have a lot of. We've got a fantastic renewable energy potential. And so Five Eyes status, so for our allies, it's seen as a really great place for that investment. So we should be able to capture this. And we know with the constraints that all countries are finding, everyone's bumping up against this energy transition. It is a challenge. And so, you know, places like the US and some of the big workloads there, they're looking around, well, where else can they build data centres to run this incredibly important economic opportunity, and Australia is primed to capture that market.
How many jobs are in this? If we see these big data centres on the outskirts of our big cities, are there many people working in there?
Look, I think what you need to think about with building infrastructure, so there's construction workforce, electricians, plumbers, trades, huge numbers. In fact, we're facing a shortage of around 9,000 electricians to build out this workforce. We've got operational staff, so a couple of hundred people will work in data centres on an operational basis. But the thing that it really fuels is the downstream jobs in terms of the digital economy. I mean, data centres are the engine rooms of the digital economy, and we know there's 935,000 tech jobs in Australia, which are driven by the availability of digital services, which wouldn't happen without data centres.
Belinda Dennett, thank you very much for joining me this morning.
Great. Thanks for having me.